Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare.
Still at it, and so are you.
Yeah, you got that right.
Brian McTavish is here and with Johnny Mathis.
Well, yeah, he's more than still
the
at
great
it.
Great Johnny Mathis.
The still wonderful,
still
wonderful.
Great Johnny Mathis.
Johnny yeah. Mathis, who
just
will
amazing.
Be
amazing.
Amazingly talented.
I went through a Johnny Mathis phase in my life once.
Last week?
No, like 30 years ago.
Okay. I was
for a
hoping
few weeks,
for more.
Then it passed. But I can appreciate this.
Well, yeah, so you got into Wonderful Wonderful, and
yeah.
Chances Are,
well,
and It's Not For Me to Say.
That's,
these were old.
That's even more pre my time.
Oh, well, those were the big hits that in the 1950s made Johnny Mathis a household name.
I know.
Classic
huge,
pop
huge,
singer.
Huge. How many records has he sold, oh wise one?
Jillions.
Jillions.
Oh, questioning one.
Yes.
He will be performing at 8 o'clock Friday evening at
He's
the Kauffman
here
Center.
In Kansas
yes,
City,
downtown,
Missouri.
Kansas
Amazing.
City. Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Sometimes I feel like we trade places. Sometimes I'm Johnny and you're Ed, and sometimes you're Johnny and I'm Ed.
We're flexible.
I did not know that.
I did not
as
know
Johnny
that.
Liked to say.
Yes.
Let's go back to 1956. Johnny Mathis is 20 years old. He's a world-class high jumper. Did you know that?
I think I did know
yeah.
that. That's one
okay.
I did know.
And he gets asked to actually participate in the U.S. Olympic trials. This is back in 56.
Whoa.
At the same time, he just happens to catch the attention of Columbia Records big shots, and they invite him to New York because they talent scout the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, let's begin your first recording session. So Johnny Mathis has to choose, and he chooses...
Wisely.
Wisely, yes.
Very wisely.
He got good counsel.
Yeah.
Because it's been a great career. He chose music. Just think of all of the lovers that would have had to have be embracing to somebody else's romantic voice.
Ugly, ugly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because without music, it does look kind of funny sometimes,
yes.
doesn't it? So Johnny then proceeds to be guided by master producer Mitch Miller. Do you recall Mitch Miller? Sing Along with Mitch.
Yes, I do.
Followed
yes,
the
I
bouncing
do.
Ball.
Yes.
Anyway, to make a long story short, and if you understand that, then you yeah. understand that. And
yes.
if you don't, I'm sorry. But anyway, Johnny becomes a hit singer and a star. And did you know this?
No.
His 1958 Greatest Hits album stayed on the Billboard charts for a decade or more, but it was so successful it became the commercial inspiration for countless other artists and their Greatest Hits albums. Everybody wanted to be as big a hit as Johnny Mathis.
Now we all know this. He'll be in town 8 o'clock Friday at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
Yep.
It's a beautiful day to send this out. The music's playing. And if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining. Cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. It's a beautiful day.
I'm waiting for some music to inspire me.
I'm ready to help.
Yeah, this isn't quite getting me there.
All right, well, look, here's the deal. Michael Bublé. Who is really, I guess you'd call him a singer of neoclassic pop. Now,
yes.
this is his effort to be more contemporary.
Oh, I see.
And you're not too sure.
I'm not too sure.
It's called... It's
That's a, putting it nicely.
Well, I'm the guy here who puts it nicely. It's
yes.
called It's a Beautiful Day. It's from his new album, To Be Loved. He will sing this and other tracks from To Be Loved. But at least half or more, I'm guessing, of the songs that Michael Bublé sings at 8 o'clock Sunday night at Sprint Center
wow.
downtown
wow.
will be covers of classic pop music.
Who goes to these things?
I go to this.
The Sprint Center.
I'm actually going with
You're going?
My sweetheart, baby lover, girlfriend, yes.
Is she a fan? Are you a fan?
She's a big fan, and I'll say this out loud. I'm not ashamed to say it. She bought the tickets.
Well, okay.
And I'm going.
Yeah, that's a good
I'm
reason.
There.
To go.
I'm
okay.
there. I'm actually psyched because I looked into Michael Bublé.
Please,
and he
try to sell me here a little bit.
I will sell you because here's the deal. He'll do some new stuff, and he's so talented. He will sell the new stuff, but he is just so fantastic doing stuff that you might associate with Frank Sinatra or other classic crooners.
Okay.
He has a very, well, yeah, like, you know, songs like...
He's not Frank.
He's not Frank. Frankly, no. But he sings "The Way You Look Tonight," "Fly Me to the Moon." Yeah. He sings.
But he's not Frank.
No, he's not. I want to share a little background with you that might inspire you.
Yes.
He inspired the former Prime Minister of Canada. He's a Canadian. Michael Bublé is a Canadian. Here's his unlikely success story.
What did he inspire the Prime Minister to do?
Good setup. Back in 2000, another little biographical tidbit here to share with listeners. Back in 2000, an aide to then-Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney.
Mulroney.
How do you say it?
I don't know.
You're the political guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, an aide to the Canadian Prime Minister 10 or 13 years ago sees Bublé perform at a business party and then gets a copy of Bublé's self-financed indie CD. The aide shares the disc with Mulroney and Mulroney's wife. And the next thing you know, Bublé is singing at the Mulroney's daughter's wedding.
Wow.
And what does he sing? He sings a strange song to sing in a wedding, Mac the Knife. It's about a killer. Anyway, he kills with Mac the Knife. And guess who's a wedding guest? A guy by the name of David Foster, who just happens to be a Grammy-winning producer, worked with Michael Jackson, Madonna, Streisand. And this guy's so impressed that, well, cut to the chase, he signs Bublé and the rest is history.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Everybody! Let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. I said, let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. You ought to get together and let the good times roll.
That's our buddy Marilyn May.
Hey, this
still rolling.
This is a great
85?
Weekend.
85?
85
Amazing.
Years young.
She's been here a few times.
Yeah.
You just got to love her.
I tell you what, we got a great weekend.
Everybody loves her.
Okay, she's part of the Prairie. Not to take anything away from Bobby Watson's All-Star Big Band, the headliner on paper.
Yeah.
But Marilyn May will precede Bobby Watson on Saturday night in Harmon Park in Prairie Village.
And this is one of the great events of
the
year.
Yeah, Prairie
this
Village Jazz Festival.
It's free. Come out. Nice place to sit.
Beautiful.
Have a beer. Just a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place and a wonderful singer to appreciate, Marilyn May.
Yeah.
She will sing this, I hope. It's very nice. I hope she sings Step to the Rear, which isn't really a jazz song, but, you know, Step to the Rear, let a winner lead the way. But she needs a van just to hold all of her awards. Such a talented gal over all these many years. The latest award, or maybe not the latest I found out about was last year she picked up a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Chicago Cabaret Professionals Association. Hometown jazz legend Marilyn May.
And the great music begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Herman Mahari, so many other great Kansas City artists playing. It's just a great time.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk Greece. Let's talk food.
We never tire of talking about things
don't.
To eat.
No.
52nd annual.
52nd.
One more
annual.
Time.
52nd annual. Wow. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Greek festival. Actually it goes by the name of the Greek Food Fest, and for good reason, because it's authentic Greek food.
How do you say gyros? How do you say that? Gyro, heroes.
How do you say it?
Everybody says it differently.
Heroes.
Oh, he says it one way. Yeah.
I say it
heroes.
Like heroes. I'm a comic book
heroes.
Guy, so I say it like superheroes.
I love heroes.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to get in trouble. Be careful. Authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. 6 to 10 Friday, noon to 10 Saturday, noon to 6 Sunday. Are you ready for baked chicken with olive oil?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready for grilled seasoned chicken?
Absolutely.
Or lean pork? How about...
Sounds good.
This is a mouthful. Haha. Braised tender lamb shank with artichoke hearts. And if you just get one a la carte, hummus, olives, feta cheese, and pita bread, you can't go wrong at the Greek festival this weekend. Oh, we got to say where it is. It's at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church, 120th and Warnell. I'll see you there.
And finally today... What just happened? Iron Maiden. What is that?
Who let the dog in?
Yes.
Iron Maiden.
Performing with Megadeth.
Of course. Formed in England in 1975, Iron Maiden. And, of course, fronted by Mr. Histrionics himself, the great Bruce Dickinson all these many years. Proof that Spinal Tap is not a parody, I think. Iron Maiden, heavy metal lords of something or other. I really get a kick out of this sort of thing. So much intensity. 7:30 Saturday at the Sprint Center. Shredworthy stuff from a legendary, very, very heavy metal band.
And that's Brian McTavish. You can find all of Brian's picks at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
That's right.
Happy weekend to you.
Happy weekend to you.
You can find more information about all of our broadcasts. Just go to kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the show, social entrepreneurs and the role of activism in business, plus our latest installment of 90 Mile View. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date. Yeah.